Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brothers, as we approach the month of Ramadan, we should understand and bear in mind what is the fasting month all about. So you know why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us through this process of fasting, and what are the things that we need to achieve. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given the month of Ramadan different titles. One is, it is the month of caring. So the month of Ramadan should teach us generosity. And many other titles which we will discuss as we move along. One of the titles that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given this month of Ramadan is Shahru Sabr. It is a month of tolerance. So one aspect I need to work on in the month of Ramadan, or that I need to develop, or at least when I come out of the month of Ramadan, one element that should be at least better than it was before the month of Ramadan is the level of my patience and tolerance. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Wa shahru sabr." It is a month of tolerance. It should teach you how to be tolerable. It's hungry. I mean, it's difficult for a person who is undergoing hunger, who is in a state of hunger, especially continuously for 30 days. There is a point where you come, it becomes a bit frustrating. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Bear in mind that this whole exercise of Ramadan is to teach you to be tolerant and to bring within your life this aspect of tolerance. And if you already have it, to develop it." Anas radiallahu ta'ala, who speaks of the level of tolerance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amazing. He says, "I served Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." So he was basically doing the errands for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like how we have in our home, we have a domestic person assisting us with our chores, or the gardener. So he says, "I was assisting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I remained with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a period of 10 years. 10 years I served the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma qala li ufqat. Never did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even say unto me, uff." What is uff? To understand uff, a better understanding of uff is when you blow out that hot air. You know, that is the least amount of frustration you express. Right? If you're really, really frustrated and you don't want to, the least you will do is blow out that hot air. He said, not even that level of frustration did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam express during the 10 years that I was with him. Of course, it takes years to perhaps reach that point, if we ever do come to that point. But just for our understanding's sake, that look at our role model, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the level of tolerance that he had shown for those who were serving him within his home. May Allah grant us understanding.